98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Almost three dozen people attended, and over half as many spoke, at the Winnebago County Judiciary and Public Safety Committee Monday night. At issue is the so-called 287G agreement that the sheriff has with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE. All speakers stated that they wanted that agreement terminated. Becky Stubbs was one of the first to speak.
This program doesn't make us safer. It erodes trust, diverts resources, and ties Winnebago County to federal practices that undermine constitutional protections.
Oshkosh resident TJ Hobbs.
When I signed up to serve this country, I took an oath to defend our Constitution against domestic enemies like ICE. This administration will not last forever, and our country's collaboration with ICE will not age well. Please withdraw from the 287G agreement immediately.
Winnebago County Sheriff John Matz explained that the 287G agreement authorizes deputies to serve ICE detainers while individuals are in custody at the jail.
Only the individuals who come to our jail on a criminal charge are the ones that we're reporting to ICE. We don't conduct a traffic stop and ask what country they or if they are here legally. We don't go out and look for individuals at any places of business. That's not happening. There is no intent for that to happen.
Matz did not say that the individuals had been convicted of a crime, only that they were being held on charges. To see the full report of Winnebago County's 287G activities in 2025, see our story at WISS.fm. Gas prices continue to drop across Wisconsin. According to GasBuddy, the state average is down 5.2 cents from last week, averaging $2.49 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said, quote, while oil prices jumped to their highest level in months amid geopolitical tensions, a weakening U.S. dollar, and supply concerns, the national average price of gasoline saw little change compared to a week ago. DeHaan added, we're likely to see more increases than decreases in the coming weeks. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of gas in Appleton and Green Bay Monday was $2.52 a gallon, and in Oshkosh, $2.44. A Wisconsin congressman is proposing a package of election bills that would change how votes are cast and counted nationwide. Congressman Brian Stiles' plan would require absentee ballots to arrive by Election Day, photo IDs to vote, and proof of citizenship for registration. It would also ban ranked choice voting and ballot harvesting. Stiles says the goal is to boost confidence in elections and make them, quote, easy to vote but hard to cheat, end quote. Democrats have not yet responded to the proposal. This last weekend, for the third time in January, protesters filled the streets of downtown Green Bay. More than 100 people gathered on the steps of the Brown County Courthouse on Saturday for the Humanity March. Many carried signs opposing ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, as they marched down a one-mile stretch through the downtown area under the watchful eye of Green Bay police. Just an hour before that protest, a group of cyclists took off from the other side of downtown across the river for a bike ride in honor of Green Bay native Alex Preddy. Preddy was shot and killed by ICE agents at a protest in Minneapolis last month. ICE Out and other protests have taken place regularly in Oshkosh and Appleton and throughout the Fox Valley. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has confirmed the state's second case of measles this year. A UW-Madison student who lives off campus is receiving care. This case is unrelated to one earlier in the year in Waukesha County. However, in both cases, they were exposed during international travel. Measles is highly contagious. Symptoms appear 1.5 to 3 weeks after exposure. The DHS says more measles cases are occurring due to reduced vaccination rates. An 8-point buck found out that soccer is not his game Sunday in Neenah. Police were dispatched to a residence on East Forest Avenue on Doty Island Sunday to a deer tangled in the netting of a soccer goal on the property. The Neenah PD said in a social media post that officers were able to keep the deer from fighting while the netting was cut and he was set free. They said the buck appeared to be tired but uninjured. It could be an early spring for Northeast Wisconsin. Well, that's according to Bay Beach Bernard. The Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary groundhog made his appearance Monday at the Fox 11 weather deck to make his Groundhog Day prediction. He did not see his shadow. That's good news for those of us who are tired of the frigid temps this year. However, his cousin, Punxsutawney Phil, did see his shadow, indicating 6 more weeks of winter. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. The Packers formally announced that Jonathan Gannon is the team's new defensive coordinator. He's hiring a new staff of assistants to replace those that followed Jeff Hafley to Miami. Brian Gutekunst has been renewed as the general manager. He'll speak to reporters tomorrow in Green Bay. 8 years ago, Gutekunst beat out Elliot Wolf for the Packers GM job. Last night, I spoke to Wolf, who's here at the Super Bowl as the general manager of the New England Patriots. What's going on with Green Bay? It's been 15 years for Green Bay. What do you say to those fans in Wisconsin?
I mean, I think Brian's doing a great job drafting free agency. He's got the right system in place. He's got a great process, and I think they have a great team.
NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They'll host the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks trying to snap a 5-game losing streak. Baseball, the Brewers announced they're leaving the FanDuel TV network and moving the games to the MLB network. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 20. Early this afternoon, the temperatures will drop here through the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 3 above for an overnight low. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high of 21. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.